Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here, and my special guest host today, along with Dr. Jill Hubbard, who will join us in a minute. But Dr. John Townsend is in the studio today. Hey, John.
Hey, Steve. Great to be here.
Well, it's great to be with you, and I just want to start by telling everybody that John has, you know, we've talked about it before when he's been on, the Townsend Institute for Leadership and Counseling is at Concordia University. And I mean, John, I think you're doing preschool now in that institute, aren't you? It covers so much. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, now we have. If you haven't had a chance to get your bachelor's degree, you got married and had 2.5 kids, you never finished that. Well, now we have an online, fully accredited bachelor's degree in either leadership or psychology. You can get your master's degree with us in counseling, coaching, or leadership. And now we'll have a PhD coming up first quarter next year in counseling. So we're going to go womb to tomb with you. You can come in and stay with us a long time. You get all the training you want.
That's awesome. And so what does somebody need to do if they're interested in anything that John Townsend is doing?
It just goes to drtownsend.com, Dr. Townsend, and we've got all the information about signing up for that, our leadership program. And, you know, Steve, in times of crisis like we have been in, people get further training because they want to be ready for when things resolve, to have a new chance, a new career. They want to be a counselor. They want to be a coach. They want to be a consultant. They want to run an organization or church. And so that's what we're there for, fully online, fully accredited, and in the bottom half of what's charged for private schools.
I love that. And also, if you love John and you love Henry, Dr. Amon, Sheila Walsh, myself, we're all part of the Brains, Boundaries, Battles, and the Bible intensive on December number 5.
You're covering all the bases, Steve.
We are, I'm telling you. I should say the basement, too. But anyway, we're going to do the intensive of all intensives. And I, if you've never been to one of our intensives, this is where to start. And I really, really hope and pray that you'll join us there. And John, Growth Has No Boundaries is the latest book. Talk about growth. Everybody needs a growth plan, don't they?
Right, everybody needs a growth plan. And where people get sort of confused, Steve, they don't know where to start. And the way to start is you got to look at two areas of life. One is kind of the good to great. You know, I'm good at, I don't know, math. Well, maybe I need to do something else there. Or I'm decent with kids. How do I make a specialty out of that? But you've also got to look at the brokenness. There's good to great, and there's broken to restored. You might have a depression that's slowing you down, a hard time being anxious. So make sure you're working on the good to great aspects that give you the life you'd like, as well as what do I need to restore to good functioning through God's process. Do both at the same time.
Such good advice there. And you know, a lot of times people can't grow because they're not in charge of themselves. They don't have any boundaries. Somebody else is making all the decisions for them.
Yep.
And so growth is stymied, as you could say. Well, really glad to have John here. We raised kids together. We raised each other. I mean,
sort of separated at birth in some ways, Steve.
Exactly. Of course, he was the one that the first time I ever danced with my wife. It was John's band that was playing, and the rest is history, ladies and gentlemen. 1-800-229-3000 to join us. Hope you're doing all right through COVID. As I was telling somebody the other day, still getting 3 weeks to the gallon during this crisis because I'm hardly going anywhere in any way. But glad you are with us today. 1-800-229-3000. thousand. My mom's having a hard time with some back problems. If you think Sarah. About her, pray for Clara. She is one of the great faithful supporters of New Life of all time. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll come back for more of New Life Live right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend. 1-800-229-3000. That is the phone number to call. We'll be in this time right here, this studio, for 2 hours. 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Marie. She's calling from San Francisco. Listen to the great station KFAX. Marie, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Steve. Well, I
You're
have a
welcome.
Question for John. Is that I did, I think, information night with Concordia for your institute.
Oh, the information night about prospective students that I talked to around the world who are interested in coming.
Yes, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. So I have a question that I want to know. I struggle with my weak area is writing, and I just wanted to know, I didn't ask the question how much writing. I want to finish my bachelor's degree in psychology, but I keep struggling. I need to know what to do to get over this writing dilemma that I have with, like, freaking out when I have to figure out how to have this large amount of paper to write.
Marie, I have two great answers for you. You're going to feel so good when I tell you this. Most everybody, most everybody's crummy at writing. So, you know, oh my goodness. And where's the paragraph go? What's a verb? What's the syntax? So we bend over backwards to help you write. We know people coming in without a whole lot of training. So that's number one. And number two, if it's to the point that you're feeling like stuckness and anxiety and a little bit of, you know, panic about that, we will work with you and just kind of helping you feel relaxed and competent. So least of your problems is writing. We bend over backwards.
Wow. You know, having written a book or two, let me tell you what I think could be a big part of that problem. You know how to write. It's just that sometimes your standards are so high that you can't write to your own standards. And so
That's so true.
You have to kind of give up some of the perfectionism or that high standard. Anne Lamott wrote a great book on writing entitled Bird by Bird. She didn't use this adjective, but this is the acceptable one. But she said, here's how you learn to write and do it. You write something crummy every day. So what she was saying was, you just write, and you don't worry about whether it's good or not. You just write it. And then you can go back and you can take a look and edit and stuff like that. But a lot of times we have a hard time writing because our standard is, you know, the standard of a novelist who's been writing for 30 years, and because ours isn't beautiful like that, we don't like it. So get out there and write something crummy every day. I write something crummy all the time, and you read my books. There's crummy stuff in it all over the place. So it's the answer.
Not really.
Well, I read your books. They're not crummy. I read both of your books. They're not crummy. They're good.
Thank you.
I have a question. So you're welcome. Is that so? With the bachelor's degree with organizational psychology, is there a lot of writing? I'm like five classes into my bachelor's degree, and I want to, you know, join to finish my bachelor's with the Townsend Institute. But is the bulk of the work a lot of writing? Like,
there's some writing,
papers?
But. Yeah, you got to write papers because it's graduate school. Graduate school means there's a certain amount you got to do at a certain level, but there's a lot of other stuff. We're really more into the interaction, the support, the relationships, the aha experiences, you know, all that stuff. We want to make sure you're really connected emotionally as well, but there is writing too.
Mm-hmm.
And so our professors will just say, you know, if you struggle with this, A, B, C, but we don't make, you know, you like Steve said, you don't need to be Charles Dickens to come here. We don't put that demand on you.
Okay.
Or Jill Hubbard. We don't make you into a Jill Hubbard either. So.
Oh, Jill.
Hi. You can do it. You can do it. You just do it a class at a time,
you.
A semester at a time, and there's wonderful people who will help you. Right, John?
Step by step.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited because I love listening to you guys all the time, and I want to continue, you know, growing and learning, but I'd gotten married, and I stopped my bachelor's degree. I was five classes in. it's 5 years later, and I'm going through a divorce. But I want to finish because I want to continue to grow and learn. But I keep thinking because of the writing piece that you know,
least of your problems. The number one thing you're going to need is support to get through, and we provide like 8 teammates, cohorts, people that will suffer with you and text you and love you. We'll get you through it. And then guess what? One day Steve and Jill and I will be reading something that Marie wrote.
Yeah. And Marie, the key is to apply. John's got a lot of favoritism. You can become teacher's pet, and then he'll just sail right through. And so
I think she's already my teacher. Yeah, I can feel it.
That's what you want to aspire to there. So
bring me an apple.
Okay.
Bring me an apple every day.
All right. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you, I'll send you the Life Recovery Bible and Workbook. That'll be an amazing little foundational tool for you there, because in the workbook, you have to write stuff, and it'll really help you write other stuff. 1-800-229-3000. Dr. John Townsend is on the program, and his book, Growth Has No Boundaries, that is one of the books that we give, including, you know, Forgiving What You'll Never Forget, Take Your Life Back. These great books, one by Dr. Amen, we send them to you for a gift of $30 a month to join Club New Life. And it really does become the foundation of everything that we do here. We really appreciate folks that are part of Club New Life. Let's go to Lisa Bridgeport is where she...
Hey, can we say hi to Gil, to Jill first?
Jill is here. Yes. Let's say hi to Jill.
That's Spanish.
Jill. You know, when I hear your laughter, I just think she's in. All right.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I got a little detour.
We're glad you're here. We love you, and it's great that you bring the feminine approach to deep
to you guys,
to me and Steve.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know what's amazing is, and this is really true, Jill. Jill used to be late every time.
Yes, I have a problem with it.
But you,
this is no secret to anybody.
Yeah,
yes.
But you hardly are ever late.
Yeah,
how did you? What did you do? Because so many people struggle the same way. And
yeah, we need your tips. Here.
Oh, my gosh. What did I do? Well, Steve, I mean, you really helped when you said to me, there has got to be help for this, right?
That's
because
a helpful statement.
I realized that I had given up, that it has been a lifelong problem, you know, and there is some truth that it is a brain issue, and it's a number one symptom of ADD, and here I'm disclosing a lot, but Steve, you always do.
That's very vulnerable. I love your vulnerability.
Yes, well, thank you. So what I had to do is I had to create some new habits. I had to admit that I couldn't fix it and that I had a distortion related to my own ability to deal with time. And so a friend came over and she timed me doing everything, every move.
Perfect.
Right? And then we made a
great
chart and we set out time things. And then she would come over and help me to stay within my time frame. And then I could let her go. And then I would call her or text her and say, okay, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And we created a new habit over time. And now I can do it.
Awesome.
Okay. So here's a big key. You had somebody help you.
I had somebody help me.
And then secondly, you did what every late person fails to do, is you did the calculation right.
I had somebody else calculate.
Yeah. But like somebody that's late all the time, they'll think, oh, well, I'm 15 minutes from the church, so I'll leave a quarter of 12.
Yeah.
All right. So, but you don't realize, oh, wait, it takes me five minutes to grab my purse and stuff and get in the car. Then it takes me 5 minutes to find a place to park, and then another 3 minutes to get to my seat, and that guarantees every time I'm going to be at least 12 minutes late.
Yep.
So it really, you did find the key, and it's
well,
breaking
right.
it
and
down.
There's some grandiosity in it, quite frankly, because you think that you can beat time. You really do.
Well,
that's
also,
really
what
right?
you did, very few people that are habitually late will admit that they're habitually late. They did.
Yeah,
they go, what?
Well,
I'm always on time. What are you talking about? And then you know something happens. They miss their mother's funeral.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Finally. Yes,
I might
have
a problem.
Might have a little bit of a problem. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'll pray for her. All right. Let's. But anyway, let's talk with Lisa from Bridgeport, listening on the internet there. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Hi, Ann. John and Steve. My name, I have two adult daughters. One is 45 and one is 37, and they feed on each other addiction or whatever. And, you know, I am kind of nervous because I don't like to put my family out on the like a laundry. Are you all hearing me?
We are hearing you perfectly. We're considering this. What are the addictions that they feed each other on?
Okay, one of the youngest one, I did a missionary, and the youngest one traveled with me, and we had a traumatic situation like 20 years ago that we were in danger, and I think that affected her. She's drinking, and I think she's a functional alcoholic, you know, because she goes to work, she does everything, and, you know, she has a young son that is 11 years old. And I know it's affecting him. I went there for a month. I just came back yesterday. I live in another state. And he held me so close that he didn't want to let me go, you know. And then the oldest one, she said that she told me when I arrived a month ago that the doctor put on him marijuana or whatever, what they call it, for therapy or whatever, you know. And then, you know, the oldest one, she got into it. I had to bind the demon spirit that was in her. I'm a lay pastor.
Okay,
she just attacked me out of nowhere.
Okay,
nowhere.
Tell me. All right, so tell us the question that you have for
us. The question is that I'm calling your place is that I never been dealt with anyone with OPN or alcoholic. I'm a nurse by profession also, and I want to help my grandchildren. I'm really concerned. I'm a great-grandmother, so my voice might sound young, but I'm a great-grandmother, and these things are affecting me. I don't usually put my family out there, but I am concerned of my grandchildren and my great-grandchild.
Well,
because they don't have it together. These two, they're women. They're not little children. 45, my oldest one is going to be 50 soon.
Okay.
And, you know?
Yeah, but here's the thing, you know, and what we love about this program is, you know, one person speaks and the other folks are thinking what to say, and you know, that doesn't happen if you just have one therapist there, and so we love this format. But let me just jump in here and say this. At some point, you can't let your grandchild be raised by a heroin addict.
Yeah,
I'm just saying this, and you know this because you're in the health profession.
Yeah.
But at some point, if this isn't changed, then you have to do something for the grandchild. And
that's what I'm trying to intervene.
And then you mentioned, and you mentioned, you know, demons. Well, I got to tell you something. Heroin is this maybe not theologically correct, but is more powerful than any demon I've ever heard. I mean, it just eats everything. It eats everything alive that you have. And so let's start with you, John. What are you thinking here she needs to do?
Lisa, the most direct thing to do is you must tell your daughters you need to get professional help, and here's a number. Because it's beyond your capacity. And just tell them. You did do that?
Can I interrupt for a little minute? I texted the youngest one I think it was about 1 o'clock this morning. And I texted her because they keep getting into argument because they want to feel like they're the parents and I'm the child. And I had to get it across, so I texted her so I wouldn't get into it. Because I came back it's a draining situation. Right now I'm in restoration. It's terrible. If you're only dealing with one, but what you're dealing with two, I felt like my whole being is drained.
Okay, but you know? Here's the thing, though. But in spite of everything you're saying, John has given you the first step.
First step.
When somebody has a problem, and there's a second and a third.
We got other steps.
When they don't respond to step number one. And that's what we want to help you with. No matter what you're going through, the first thing is
you're
going to
come away after this call with a path.
You need to call this number. That's what people do when they want to help somebody. when they don't want to help somebody, they say, here, let me pay your bills for you. Let me do this
no, no,
and that.
No, no, no.
And
no,
then that no. never, ever produces the result you want. No, we'll take a break. We'll come right back with more of Lisa, John Townsend, Dr. Jill Hubbard, and your phone calls 1-800-229-3000.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Jill Hubbard, talking with Lisa here. And so John, the first thing she does, as you've said, she says, here's a number to call. What does she need to do if nobody calls that number?
Yeah, if you've got no leverage, as they say. Lisa, we'll just go down the path. And this is a path that the research says believes in and that the Bible talks about, too. So, God has seen this before. Second thing you do is say, even if you're not listening to me, if you think I'm the child and you're the parent, we call that they're dismissing you. They're dismissing. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You text them a phone number and say, please consider this. Here's the phone number. And so they blow you off or ignore you. You know what you do then? Then you go to Celebrate Recovery. And you, Lisa, start going there because they have a ministry that's well researched. They'll help you know, kind of in an Al-Anon way, I don't have the addiction, but I have the pain. What do I do about that? So then you get really healthy with that. And then the whole thing is that you go back to Luke 15 where the prodigal son had to go live with the pigs before he experienced the consequences. You don't want your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren to experience the consequences. You want your two daughters to experience the consequences, and you pray for that to happen in good ways. That's the plan.
Okay, mm-hmm. So what about for the kids? What about inviting them for extended stays with grandma?
Hallelujah.
Awesome. Separate from this.
Yeah.
Just give them opportunity to
get
have a break
some health.
From that situation.
Get around some health and no toxicity. Mm-hmm. I totally love that, Lisa. Jill just...
You know, I want to help you guys. Let me give you a break. Daughters, send the grandkids to me. I'll pay for it.
Yeah, I think that's a really great way to do it. And I'm really glad, Lisa, that you're fed up with it and you don't like it because, you know, it... Well, it's like in the Lorax, you know, if anything's going to get better, somebody has to care an awful lot for things to change. And so that you're caring an awful lot. When people don't care, nothing gets better. So let me send you, I'm going to send you three things. I'm going to send you two Life Recovery Bibles to give to them because they need to get into recovery. And I'm going to send you a copy of Take Your Life Back because that's what you need to do. It helps you become the decider here, not them. You pick out what's best for those kids and their future, and then you get them to come alongside. All right, so I'm really glad that you called. 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number, 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Julie from Bellflower, California. Hi, Julie, how are you today, and what's going on in your life?
Hi, yeah, can you hear me?
Sure, yeah. What's going on?
Oh, okay. Okay, great. The reason why I'm calling is because I'm kind of not knowing how to start healing from all the situation growing up with my mom. And so just recently, my husband and I, we had to ask her to leave our home. We had her here, you know, because of the situations that we've had with her growing up, you know, none of my siblings want her either. So I just figured that by bringing her here, talking to her, you know, trying to keep her, you know, comfortable, that maybe she was going to change. But after 5-6 years, it just didn't work out. And so we had to ask her to leave.
So
and,
what's the question for us
and
then?
And I told her.
Yeah, what's the question for us?
The question for you is that how do I start healing after that? I mean, because I feel kind of like I do want a relationship with her, but, you know, it seems like maybe she, you know, I don't think she does.
Yeah.
And
well,
so
you know,
how do I start, like, moving forward?
You know, I a couple of things I want to say, and then we'll go to Jill and then John, but You know, I think a lot of people don't know how to heal, and they don't because no one says to them, you have to grieve the loss of your mother. And mm-hmm. then they say, well, mom's still alive. Well, no, no. Mm-hmm. You have to grieve the loss of that mom that maybe other folks that you knew had. And really, I think once we grieve, then we can start to accept the reality of who she is, you know, that she's mm-hmm. defective and it has nothing to do with me. And then we can embrace her and accept her after we've done that grieving thing. And so that's what I would say. And the other thing is, a lot of folks never get over mom, and they drag that throughout mm-hmm. their marriage. And I love it that you and your husband are in this together, and you're not fighting each other over a mom that maybe would refuse to be helped. Jill, what are you thinking here when you hear about a situation like
this? Julie, I'm amazed that you lasted 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a commitment here, you know, having your mom live with you for 5 years when you did not have a good relationship and none of your siblings wanted to take her in. I mean, it was a valiant try. And, you know, some of that, I imagine, was fueled by, like you said, that wish that she would change. And, you know, that's kind of a childhood wish, you know, that we could have the mom, as Steve was saying, that we have wanted. And yet if she gave no indication of being willing to change or even seeing that there's a problem, then we're having just kind of a wishful fantasy. And it sounds like that's what you finally hit up against, that no matter how hard you wished or how hard you tried, it didn't change her. And in any relationship, there has to be two willing people and a humbleness to look at your own side. And so it's really important, again, as Steve said, to look at the reality of, you know, what's good and what's not. You take the good and you leave the rest, and you have realistic expectations and boundaries.
And I got a key verse from the Bible that will give you to think about this.
We'll be back.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the Transformation Welcome Gift, which includes a personal-sized Life Recovery Bible, a Life Recovery Journal, and 5 Life Recovery Workbooks. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life Video Library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops.
I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's been immensely helpful to me. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that it, not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, Steve Arterburn. You're really glad you're with us. 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number to call. 1-800-229-3000. Let's talk to Paul. Well, let's finish up with Julie. You had another point, John. After, you know, let's...
had a Bible point.
Yes,
a Bible
that's
point.
Right.
That's right. A Bible verse, perfect Bible verse you said. Let's hear it.
It's Psalm 68:6, and it basically says this, Julie. It says, though, let me read it so then I don't put words in God's mouth. God sets the lonely in families. When you had a dysfunctional parent, and we're all dysfunctional in some way, but toxically dysfunctional. Your mom, unfortunately, is toxic and doesn't have a lot of motivation to change. Then you have to get things that were taken from you as a little girl. You have to get them back. Maybe the ability to trust, or the ability to feel strong and have a voice, or the ability not to judge yourself, or the real ability to be resilient. Who knows what she took from you by her brokenness? So God sets the lonely in families. You've got to find some relationships, maybe a counseling relationship, or maybe a great bunch of gals that love you, and you get those things back, and they help you, like you said, like Jill and Steve said, to grieve and forgive. That's so important, but you've also got to get the skills back that the relationship took from you. put get the right family, the right people, and get the right strength.
And you know, the thing I love here is, Julie, that you are asking, how do I heal from this? A lot of people, they never ask, how do I deal with this? How do I move beyond it? And everybody has to get over their mother. I mean, if you have a...
Oh, my gosh. That is so true.
It's so true.
God bless them. I've seen my kids.
God
bless them. But we've got to get over mom.
Well, think about it. Even if you have a great mom, if you have this amazing mother and you don't get over her, then your wife loses because you're always comparing. Well, you know, mom, she did. So you have to truly leave mom back home.
She made my mashed potatoes a lot better than you did.
Yeah. And this isn't the kind of underwear that she bought for me. Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe you and your mother ought to go on a little underwear shopping trip. Yeah, there you go. So anyway, it is true, though. You have to, and she's doing it. And maybe it's a word of wisdom to other folks listening.
Oh, we got to get over dad, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, everybody's got to. I mean, it's the way it is.
That's right. Okay, so this leaving and cleaving thing, really important concept here. Well, Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio. Let's talk with Larry. Larry, what'd you bring for us today here as we're asking people to help us during a really serious time of COVID stagnation of giving concept syndrome?
Says it well. Yeah. Well, I want to concentrate on Club New Life again. You know, yesterday I told folks about a widow that after 8 years of being a widow, she can't afford Club New Life anymore, and she said she was confident somebody would step in for her.
And you weren't just making that up this
No,
time,
I
right?
wasn't.
That's so good.
And I'm not going to make this one up either. This was an email. Steve A. and Company, been listening to you about 2 years, decided to become a New Life partner, Club New Life member, at $30 a month. I'm not, in all caps, a Christian, but was raised in a Christian home with a real Christian mother. Alice, Becky, Jill make me want to be a better person and a Christian. Have a drinking problem. Sent me the Life Recovery Bible, which I know I need. Pray for me, okay? Maybe you don't have many non-Christian members, but I want to become one.
Wow.
And she signs her name. And I just love that. You know, I thought about it. I love this ministry because we're not trying to confine ourselves to the Christian ghetto.
We've got the big tent here.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
I can think of a Buddhist that supports us financially. We've had agnostics, atheists. Mm. We've had Jews. We've had people come to our workshops, get help, and love us. And we love them, right? It's because we love them first, I think. Mm-hmm. So, folks, would you please support a ministry like New Life? Please do it today. Join Club New Life. If a non-Christian that is kind of proud of being a non-Christian but wants to support us, I would wish you would too.
Well, you know, when we had our gathering of some of our supporters, we showed the video of our marriage intensive that they're releasing a 7-part documentary on it because the results are so amazing. And one of the toughest guys there, he wasn't really a believer, and yet before it was all over, he was getting a Christian counselor for himself, not just the two of them. I mean, it's so wonderful to try to be easy for people to come into rather than be the shame-inducing, judgmental folks that nobody who isn't a Christian ever wants to be around. So I love that, and it's a great affirmation to all of us, and when you support us, that's what you're supporting. We all, you know, this was one of the things that John and Henry told me early on. I thought it was amazing. He said, you know, we're evangelists. And I thought, I thought they were Christian counselors. No, but everybody that's doing this work, we're bringing people into the faith, into a closer relationship with God by saying, you know, hey, there's hope, there's help, there's healing. And all these things that you hold against other Christians, maybe that's the problem, not Christ and not Christianity.
And that hope and healing came from, that's working for you and your family and your life and your head. Guess where that came from? Mm-hmm. It came from God. And all of a sudden, the lights come on for them. See, it happen all the time.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-229-3000. If you can help us, we would just love that. And we're just going to use it to help other people. All right. Really, really glad that you came in, Larry, with that great story. I love those stories. And, of course, we love hearing about the Christians who realize, you know, I've been a Christian a long time, but I wasn't really living the life of that Christ wanted me to live because I was stuck in this habit or this particular behavior or something like that. Thank you, Larry. All right, let's go back to the phones. By the way, we'll be here 2 hours, 1-800-229-3000. That is the phone number, 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Pauline from Hearst, Texas, where I used to live, KWRD. How you doing there, Pauline?
Hi, fine. Trying to learn how to run these headphones that we have here at work.
Well, sounds like you're doing pretty well. Yeah. Okay, what's going on? Tell us.
Thank you. I have a daughter that's 21 and is studying psychology at UNT. She's gotten her Associate's of Arts and going for her bachelor's. I just want to know words of encouragement. I know I encourage her, but something that I can know that she's going through the right way. You know, maybe this, do y'all show a sign when you're studying this? Because I know she struggles. She does have epilepsy. But I don't know how to question what I'm trying to ask.
Okay, maybe so your daughter is studying psychology. Yeah, and you want to be able to encourage her in her studies?
Yeah, encourage her, yeah, and do it a Christian way. You know, study like Dr. Townsend, Dr. Henry, I love them. You know, they've been a big encourager in my life, being a single mom.
Yeah.
But something that will help me help her.
Pauline, did you say she's struggling, or is she anxious about this?
I think with her studies, she does get anxious sometimes because of her epilepsy. She has a lot of seizures, and she gets frustrated sometimes, you know, because of the studies. But she loves the subject. She loves reading. She loves writing. You know, I just don't know what else to keep her, you know, I just keep encouraging her in words. And always tell her, follow what God tells you. Listen for his voice.
Well, you know.
I just want her to go the right way.
What I think is, no matter what training a person gets, if they're getting the Christian study and they're getting the Bible along with it, they could be just an amazing help to the world. And so, you know, I'll send you this Growth Has No Boundaries book because I think it's one of the greatest books on integration of and how we grow and how it's biblical and psychologically sound. But I just think you'd want to encourage her to really do the Bible study stuff right alongside the psychology until she can finally transfer over to the Townsend Institute. So, you know, she's on the right track. I think it's going to be great when she gets that degree. But I'm like you. I think I hear this. Sure wish she was part of John's group because then you'd know that she's getting the good, solid Christian perspective. And not every Christian perspective in psychology is solid. John, what are your thoughts here?
Pauline, I've got three tips for you to help to be a good mom. Number one, show interest. Ask her all the time, what are you learning? What are you learning? And when you love what she's learning, then she loves it. Number two, contain her anxiety. Just listen and say, tell me, I know it's hard, the seizures are bad. And just kind of be a place that she can kind of vent to. Everybody needs containing. And the third is, who's four girlfriends of yours that can check in with you several times a week and say, what are you learning? She's got to have a team around her. Not mom's love is never enough. You do those three things and she should be okay.
And then the fourth one, am I a case study in any of the psychology books that you've read so far? That's always good to know.
Oh, mercy, mercy.
Reveal that to you there. We'll take a break. We'll come right back for more New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. John Townsend, Townsend Institute. It's amazing. Study's great there, and I hope and pray that Pauline will listen to these. Well, we gave her three tips. I gave her the fourth tip. What do we want to send Pauline? I want to send her Growth Has No Boundaries. Anything else we want to... Yeah, let's just send that. We'll do that.
That's a good one.
All right. How about we go to the next call, and that would be Sandy from Seattle, Washington. KACS is the station. How you doing, Sandy? What's going on with you today?
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do well, but I'm not doing well.
Oh, what happened? What's going on?
My cat of 17 years, he died untimely.
Hmm.
And he was treated unhumanely.
Oh dear.
Oh.
At the vet, and he wasn't just my kid. He was my kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he wasn't just my kid. He was my family.
Sure.
Because
yeah.
I don't really have a close family.
Oh, my goodness.
And they didn't do... I managed nursing homes, and I overviewed all the records, and there were so many glitches and time things that should have been filled in, and they weren't.
Hmm.
They didn't treat him on his last days. Things like he should have been given fluids for dehydration.
Yeah. Well, what's the question? What's the question that you have for us? How can we help you as you're going through this?
Well, I don't know what I want to know how to go through this, but he died in my lap. I walked him through the last half hour because they didn't treat him do anything that day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I picked him up. I mean, every breath he was in my lap. I have more vivid pictures than I.
Sure. Okay. Well.
And how long ago was this, Sandy? This sounds very recent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How long ago was it?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah. Well, and as you astutely said, this was your kid and your family. Mm. And, I'm a cat lover, Sandy. And, pets are wonderful in our lives because they're there, right? They're a living, breathing thing that God created. And we can put a lot on them. We can project a lot of things on them and get our needs for nurturing met. And they're there. So
no.
People love their pets very, very, very deeply. And I know I hate to admit, but prior to having children, I didn't know how I could love a child more than I loved my cat that lived almost 20 years. Cats, though, don't often live that long. Like the fact that you had your cat for 17 years is already a long time. So, in terms of it being untimely, a cat at that age has a less chance of survival. Nonetheless, I hear the loss that you're feeling. And just like any type of loss, each new loss also triggers the depth of previous losses. So I would encourage you to look at all the losses you've had in life that might still need some grieving.
Yeah. Mm.
And see how this cat, kind of filled that void for you.
John, you have a thought here that might help Sandy through this thing?
So sorry about this, Sandy. Is my mic on okay? Can everybody
hear? It is on.
Yes.
All right. Sandy, God has instituted certain structures for when we're in deep grief, and you're in deep grief. Mm-hmm. And that's what, funeral services are about and that sort of thing. You need closure.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I would suggest. I want you to get a piece of paper after our little call, and I want you to write down, what was your cat's name, Sandy? Still there?
Did we lose
him? I called him Boogie Boy, and...
We were off for a second. What was his name?
His name was Leo.
Leo, but you called him Bougie Boy or something?
You had nicknames for him.
Okay.
Well,
Yeah, Boogie Boy. And Bunny Rabbit.
All right. So whatever you want, put at the top of the piece of paper, just put his name. And then I want you to write like five things you so loved about him. Maybe it's the way he meowed or let you pet him or whatever. It's five things that you just appreciate. And then five things you're going to miss. You're going to miss like the closeness. You're going to miss the late night discussions with our pets. And then I want you to get three of your girlfriends or just three friends. And I want you to have a little ceremony. You can do it Zoomy or you can do it in a living room. But you need to get a ceremony to get structure on this, to get it wrapped around you. And I want you to just tell your friends how much you love them. And you got to have three friends that aren't going to be like, you know, oh, stay happy, or it's just a pet. They don't count. They're disqualified. No. Get three people like Jill that love animals and have the passion. And say, I need like, I don't know, 45 minutes with you guys. And you just talk about Leo, the five things you loved, the five things you missed, and let the tears flow. Mm-hmm. Depression is when we cannot grieve. Grief is the cure for depression. And if you can't have a grief that will flow, let those tears flow, you're going to stay depressed way too long. And have them love you and tell you how much they loved you and they loved Leo. And then close it up and say and say to Leo, thank you. Thank you for all the 17 years. It was not the way to go, but thank you for great years. And I don't know your situation, and this is a throwaway tip. You might, maybe not. Might want to consider another pet. Some people say, I'm too old, or I don't want to do it again. Some people say that will bring me new life. It's just something to consider.
After a little while.
I think there
should be space in between, because you
but
just
not
don't
a re- lot of while.
Right, but you just don't replace some. You need to grieve.
I would
a
say
bit.
Within 90 days.
Yeah, and you know, there you don't ever replace them, but sometimes a little baby puppy or a little baby kitten can, it's such a different experience and has its own benefits, and you're taking care of it and it's dependent. Mm-hmm. So I think 90 days is great. And I'm going to send you this workbook. It's a life recovery workbook that takes you through the grieving process. It'd be great if you did this with those friends too. I'll send you the Life Recovery Bible and the Grief Workbook. It just uses the 12 steps to get you to fully understand and go through that grieving process. And I'll send that to you and a lot of folks probably related to this call. I know I had a little bunny die in my lap on the way to the vet. Couldn't get there in time. And I love that bunny.
Did you know that the research says, they did some long study research that said that people have lived longer into old age. And the one difference in all the people that didn't live longer was the people that did live longer had a pet.
Yeah.
They keep us alive.
Yeah, they do.
Pauline, you're like really, really in the middle of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Glad you called.
Sandy, sir.
1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number to call. We'll be here for another hour and a half. Let's jump over here. Can't get that one. Let's go to Valerie.
We're saying goodbye, Steve.
Ran out of time.
Yep.
Really sorry we ran out of time, but hold on and we'll get you in the next program we're going to do. Call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Check out the Townsend Institute. We love you. We care about you. We'll see you next time right here on New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.